Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins are back on the ice tonight as they take on Columbus, and they've made a move leading up to this game, signing Ryan Donato to a two-year entry-level deal. The Harvard product is going to play tonight for Boston. He's going to wear number 17. Patrice Bergeron and Zdeno Chara, meanwhile, both out tonight and Wednesday at least. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers have the call, with coverage beginning at 6:30 on the New England Honda Dealers Boston Bruins Radio Network. In the NBA, Cavs would announce that Tyronn Lue stepping away from coaching the team for the time being for health reasons. Associate head coach Larry Drew will take over. Celtics are off tonight after falling to the Pelicans last night, 108-89. Celtics are back at it tomorrow when they take on the Thunder. College basketball reports out that former NBA All-Star and Memphis native Penny Hardaway has agreed to a deal to become Memphis's new head coach. Cowboys hosting a couple Patriots free agents. Tackle Adrian Waddle visiting tonight and tomorrow. Cam Fleming also scheduled to visit with the team. Patriots have acquired wide receiver and kick return specialist Cordarrelle Patterson from the Raiders. New England sending a fifth-round pick to Oakland and getting a sixth-rounder back in the deal. Reports out that the Patriots and Giants are among NFL teams interested in former Bills wide receiver and special teams ace Marcus Easley. And the Rams are meeting with defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh today. Sports of Headlines brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 has teamed up with Davio's Restaurant to bring you an Awaken 180 Weight Loss approved menu at all Davio's locations. I'm Tim McCone, Boston's home for Sports 98.5. The Sports Hub, your next update, 30 minutes.
Backhanded by Cromwell, eaten up by Rask.
The Boston Bruins. Play here, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Listen live with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tell you what, you got a good Hall & Oates album. You don't need the weed. Just gonna be high on life, so turn it up, Jim.
It's a good one.
Woo. Former Celtic Glenn Big Baby Davis arrested over the weekend.
Stupid.
In a Maryland hotel. It actually happened last month. It came out this weekend. The news came out.
Nice Hampton Inn. Very nice Hampton Inn. Fredericksburg, right?
He's been rung up on drug possession and distribution charges. Happened February 7th, actually. Hampton Inn in Aberdeen, Maryland.
I wonder why they thought he had weed.
Well, they thought he had weed because the hotel owner smelled marijuana coming from his room.
Whew. It has a distinct smell.
It's probably in a no-smoking room, too, dumbass.
I would say if you're in the dealing business, you shouldn't want your room to smell like that because then you've got probable cause. And
well,
you know what? This is all the legalities that I don't think most drug dealers right. are worried about.
Well, plus, when the owner,
dumb ones.
Yeah, the owner goes, "Excuse me, sir, can you please open up?" And it wasn't Big Baby, but his friend told him to F off. And that, you know what? I'm going to just call the authorities because I smell weed and you won't open the door, so I'm going to make a phone call.
Aberdeen Police Lieutenant William Reiber tells WMAR
Billy
that police found 126 grams of marijuana.
Is that a lot?
I think that's like a quarter of a pound, is it not?
McCone,
did you check that,
dope?
McCone?
You smoked dope,
you check that? Why don't you check the math on that? Make sure I'm not out of my
friends?
Mind. It's not like 6 pounds. I think it's like a quarter of a pound, maybe a little more.
That's a lot for a dry plant.
Yeah.
What do I got?
Yeah, that's a little more than a quarter of a pound.
What's the actual math on that?
0.277 pounds.
Beautiful.
That's pretty heavy then. Yeah.
Quarter pound.
Was it like
a cheeseburger, like a quarter pounder of weed?
Was it like same kind of pot? Was there multiple strands of pot, like different strengths? Because usually, like, if you're dealing, you just don't have one specific type of pot. You should
I think
have
it was two.
Plethora.
I think I read that it was two different types.
Yep.
We can get the details on that because I've got a story to tell you about the weed business after this.
Oh.
They found him with that, the quarter pound of weed, quarter pounder with cheese and weed, and $92,000 in cash. He was arrested, later indicted on 7 counts of drug possession and distribution.
That's normal.
So then he puts up a video on Instagram, which I believe he has since removed, saying, don't believe what you see on the internet.
Yeah.
And then he'll have his day in court. Now, this video took place on an airplane, a private jet.
Yeah.
This is your boy, Big Baby, man. Don't believe all that shit on the internet. I will have my day in court. They just mad because a black man got money, man. Trying to keep a black man down, man. Hey, man, shout out Rallo, man. All the people, man, getting money, man. Must be legal, man. A lot of jump shots. A whole lot of jump shots. Popeye chicken.
Oh, I couldn't tell because of the Popeye's box or the 17-piece Popeye's box that you were
He's pounding
licking your hands
in that video,
with.
Yeah.
He didn't need any napkins. He's going to lick it off. Whole lot of jump shots.
This dude's entertaining as hell. I'd watch it. I'd watch a TV show of him.
Wallach's right. They're on the smallest plane ever.
Okay, I talked to you about this Uber. You know, like the Uber Jet stuff where you can buy single seats on private jet. It's like not crazy that expensive. Like $3,800 to go to the Super Bowl on a private jet for one seat. I mean, if you got a lot of money, that's instead of going to the airport and that and schlepping your bags. You ever go to an airport in Super Bowl? Do that. This thing looks like, and you see some nice private jets. He's crammed in, but like, you ever get in like one of those puddle jumpers, Beetle, where you're like sitting like this, you're trying to go to Nantucket, and you got one hand up on the ceiling, and you're like leaning sideways. He's leaning like this, and the chicken's pretty much going to fit the seat in front of him.
No, I'd say the smallest plane I've ever been on is like 20 seats.
Yeah. But I mean, this one
and
is.
And even those are tight sometimes.
It wasn't like one seat on one side and one seat on the other. There was one seat.
Okay, let's get caught up in these details.
What details?
He had two strains, Sour D and Berry, from a L.A. wholesaler, according to court records. Mm. He told police he was in business with them. How exactly do you beat the charges when you tell the police, no, I'm in business with the marijuana wholesaler based out of L.A., and I've got two different strains that I have available?
See,
he didn't say available, that he just had in his possession.
I don't think it was them trying to keep the man down because of his color. It was probably the smell of weed emanating under the door of the hotel room that he was staying in that his friend told the owner of the hotel to F off when they knocked.
Do you think?
That's probably what got him in a little bit of a trouble. You know what's more entertaining is the clothes that he wears. Like, break out the spring clothes for my kid, Brody. He's
so,
a huge kid.
If they had just found the weed, right?
His shirt's two sizes too small.
So listen, had they just found the weed and found the money, I'd say he'd have a case. But then they also found a book with all his records, with all his drug dealer records.
A ledger book.
A ledger with what people owed him. Did they find baggies too, like packaging materials?
Yes.
And then you kind of screw yourself.
Sort
what are
of
you
the
doing?
System of what you, well, the way you're going to disperse it. Yes.
Yes, they found all that.
Well, you get on a plane, you buy some chicken, make shout-out video to your
honestly,
boys.
It's just weed. Let's chill. Right. Really. And which brings me to this story. I went to my first dispensary ever this weekend in Las Vegas.
I've seen them in Denver, and I saw lines out the door. We never stopped or went to. Like, what?
They're everywhere out
what
there
is,
now.
What do you have?
I had to go check it out.
What do you do?
I went in, and
does it smell like weed when you walk in?
Maybe a little bit. A lot of
like
it there. It's not overwhelming. Right. You're not overpowered by the smell of weed.
You walk in a veterinarian clinic, it smells like cat urine.
I got to say, man.
It's kind of like a bakery, right? You walk into glass cases.
No, you know what it reminded me of? A high-end jewelry store.
Ooh. Or what about like, I heard this, candy shops like
this was no. This was no fly-by operation. I should have taken it. I didn't.
Damn
I didn't
it.
Think to. I can tell you, though, it was very nice.
Do they sell like the edibles, like the gummies and stuff?
Oh, they have everything.
Anybody in your group buy them?
And it's not like, it's not the back of Spencer Gifts, okay? It's not like some stoner store.
Oh, I love that store.
It's a high-end.
Posters.
Actually, I could show you the place I went to. I'm going to show you a picture. I just Google imaged it. That's the counter.
Wow!
That's
a t-shirt.
Here you go. This is the place.
Oh, my, it's a jewelry store.
Does that look like they're selling weed there?
Nope. Looks like they're selling Rolexes and rings.
If you can't, I don't
looks
think
like
you,
a pawn shop.
Yes,
almost.
No, way nicer.
A nicer pawn shop.
Look at the architecture.
Like,
look at the
there's
lighting.
No golf clubs in there, but wow.
You guys, McCall, look at that. Would you expect that to be a weed store?
No, that's legit.
That was the place I went.
Nice. You're getting some high-end legit weed. You go there.
So if they can do it, why can't Big Baby do it? That's my question.
Because I think they're doing it legally. I think the amount that he had on him with the ability to disperse it is the issue.
Well, you don't think they have $93,000 in that cash register?
They absolutely do. They're all cash businesses.
Oh, please. They got probably four times as
the
much.
The banks won't take
so
their
it's
money.
Not about the money.
The banks will not take their money. So what? Because he
is
lacks
that right?
The
they won't take the money? The
no.
Banks?
Banks, banking, really? Banks will not take the weed business's money. They have to keep it all in cash.
That's awesome.
It's a big problem.
It's safe.
It's a big
some
problem
guns.
Because it's still against federal law. Real issue in that industry.
You have any gun shops out there, too?
I didn't stop at any gun shops. That I'm not interested in knowing
they're
about.
They're in Miami. Like, it's all you see. It's
I know
crazy.
You guys were talking about doing the Maz and Beetle Weed Emporium back in the day. Maybe you guys
Ooh,
should do a weed
right.
bank.
Again, you can't, though. Legally, you're in.
What do you make your own
you got a problem. You can't do it. The money will all be seized.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big problem. Big, big problem.
Murray probably would like to be there. He's a weed head, though.
But this place was something, though. So part of me does feel bad for Big Baby, but Big Baby, you know that what you're doing is not on the right side of it. Like, clean it up a little bit. Maybe. Ditch the ledger.
So you say the in-your-face posting video of him on a private jet or a fake private jet or whatever it was, a low-budget private jet, was bad?
I don't think that's the best idea right now, but I'm entertained by it.
The case with his ring.
I want this guy to have a reality TV show.
I want to see him eat chicken. I want to see him debone the chicken. Like, he's the guy that puts the whole, like, we talked about this last week. You put the whole piece of chicken in your mouth, and 1 second, boom, you pull it out, nothing but bone.
I'm just fascinated by the cash part. So they have to pay cash to all their employees?
Listen to him now. He's
cash
like,
payments?
Chip's
imagine
like,
getting
Chip's
a lot
like,
of
I'm in
cash
the wrong
for
business.
At the end of the week?
Yeah. Well, you could take that cash, put it in a bank if you work there. So they don't need to know where you work.
Do they take taxes
you have it
out?
A bank account.
Yeah, I believe they pay their taxes. Boy. It's not about evading taxes. It's about the banks won't take the money.
The banks won't, but the government will.
They're cash business, man. They're cash business, those weed emporiums. We got to get to IT. IT had a tweet last night revealing that he would be open to making a return to the Celtics. We'll discuss next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
Would you take Isaiah Thomas back on the Celtics?
Off the bench? Yeah, I would.
I don't think you have to talk about whether it's off the bench or whatever it might be, but just would you take him back?
Yeah, I would. I don't think he's damaged goods. Like, he loved it here.
You don't think that would lead to issues?
Yes, it would.
You don't think that would be a freaking mess.
I would take him. You're asking me. I would take him back. They will not take him back. I think they washed their hands of that one. You know?
Someone asked him on Twitter last night as he goes through these Q&A sessions on Twitter, said, would you consider coming back to Boston this offseason? And his response was, anything can happen. Meaning he would be open to the idea of coming back to the Celtics.
Does that mean that, or does he mean I've been through this so much now this past year that anything can happen?
Good. I mean, it doesn't say I would love to.
Right,
or
the tone. See, you don't know the tone. It's how it was asked or answered, you know. But interesting how he phrased it. Because maybe now, next time. I think he's numbed it now, like any next move. I was so hurt by the Boston move that, you know, nothing would faze me now. And I'd believe anything now.
Next move is his, though. He's a free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a trade situation.
Does he get more money than Marcus Smart per year?
Should.
Does he get more than smart? No shot.
Per year. No,
who's
I don't think so.
No, not even close. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who's going to give it to him.
There you go.
Who's I mean, going to get it last year? Would you take it back? Obviously, McCone. He gets more money,
no.
But this year, no.
No. McCone's laughing. He wouldn't take it back.
Remember that talk about him getting a max deal?
Yeah. This time last year. This time last year. Back up the Brinks truck.
Mac, yeah, I thought he overplayed his hands with those comments, and, well, I guess that just sort of happened for him. Yeah, you did. That would be a mess. I wouldn't even consider it. He's being used off the bench by the Lakers. He's been used off the bench much of his career. And you're going to bring that back into the situation where Kyrie is now the guy here, by the way.
Curious.
You're going to bring back the guy who felt like the Celtics were his team, like okay. It was his team, as in it belonged to him. And that's a good thing, right? You want your best player to sort of take ownership of it, and he did, so that's great. But he wouldn't be the best player anymore, and this is not his team anymore. And you're going to, again, it's not like anyone's actually suggesting they're going to do it, but I would not invite that situation.
If I was the GM of the Celtics, I'd bring him back just to piss Jimmy Stewart off.
And you don't need him. That's the other thing. You don't need him. That's not a need. No.
Never said you needed him.
No. I think you're right, so they wouldn't take him back anyway.
Yeah.
It's over. It's absolutely
it should be over. It should be over. Should have wiped your hands clean when you make the trade. When you make trades like that in this league, it's over.
617-779-0985. Mike in Maine on Big Baby and his weed.
Hey.
Hey,
guys.
What's up?
Hi.
What's going on, Zoe?
What's up?
So, I don't know. I got a little insight. I know you guys had some, some questions on the whole Big Baby thing and the banking. You know, I'm a provider in Maine. I work with a series of patients up here. We do amazing things for these guys. And the whole banking thing is actually kind of a myth. I'm not sure about California specifically. But in the state of Maine, you actually can bank as long as you are incorporated as a LLC with a registered EIN number from the IRS.
Okay, so now the weed industry is able to get bank accounts. Good to know. It's been a big problem
that
for a long time.
That first day, guys are just walking to the bank with wads and wads of cash everywhere.
Reminds me of that scene out of Blow when Johnny Depp and him all came in with those big bags. And the banker's going, whoa, where'd you get all this cash? Oh, no, I can't take any more. I can't wash it.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a New York Times story from January. The headline was, where pot entrepreneurs go when the banks just say no. As the legal markets for marijuana spread, a small credit union is solving a big problem. What to do with all the cash?
There's the Madison Beetle thing.
So somebody was willing to open their doors to the weed industry. And obviously others have followed suit. So some
Did
of the banks...
the FDIC logo on that thing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's a difference. Credit union, so it's not a bank. So that's not FDIC. FDIC is banks, right? Again, we're now in...
credit union problem.
We're now in a department that we don't really know. Yeah. So, but that's good. I'm glad some of the banks are in on it. Now we just need a Big Baby to incorporate and get an EIN number, and he'll be in business. That's what
maybe
he
has.
What's the status? What's the legality of marijuana in Maryland?
I couldn't tell you. What percentage of guys in the NBA think smoke weed? I think it's pretty high.
I think it's pretty high in a number of sports.
I think football would be too.
Well, I don't know about the NBA. I know about the NFL.
I think it's more. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's more accepted.
The NBA was smart. The NBA was smart. They got rid of the testing for it.
Yep. Like, yeah, but once you test in the league and they get you for the drug test, once your drug test, you got them. You could smoke until next year. Once you pass the first one, that's it. Just don't want to get in that testing program. Just got to avoid that.
Adam Silver, when asked, going back when this all started to become like noticed that the league had not been testing for marijuana, here was his quote. We're much more concerned about HGH. Yeah, we're worried about stuff that actually impacts what's going on the field. Which is, again, I wouldn't test for anything. I especially would not be testing for marijuana. The league and Goodell and their stance on this is getting so ridiculous. Drop it already. Putting guys in the drug testing program because they smoked pot.
Just don't do the see. You do that.
Give
and
me
they,
a
they
break.
Trying to avoid it, and they try and go for that synthetic stuff. Now you get all problems. You get guys with no shirts and shoes
time.
Showing up, praying to the cops to help them. And just don't smoke the synthetic stuff. Give them the real stuff. Keep it home.
Yes.
Don't that be tripping? You know. Wow, TV's moving.
Yes, something tells me that Chandler Jones wouldn't have been praying to the back door of the Foxborough police station.
The cops
naked,
like,
by the way. Naked. Had it just been a regular joint he had smoked that night instead of whatever the other chemical crap he was ingesting.
It's like that scene from Ghostbusters when we're up there in the hallway of the thing. Like, don't make any sudden movements. Jim, you may want to pull up camera 4 of the rear parking lot. We got a hot one. We got a live one out there. He's on 2 knees, and he is bowing. And I don't know who he's bowing to. There's a telephone pole
there.
We
got a situation.
And a car. And he looks like a big football player. Oh, boy. He missed out there like, holy Jesus, at 6:30 on Sunday morning, Chandler Jones is in our parking lot praying. That had to be one hell of a... Yeah, you call your buddies and your family, like,
naked,
you never can believe
naked
what we
saw. Praying out in the Foxborough Police Department's parking lot.
In January. No shirt, no shoes. He's at a party at Gronk's, and Gronk's not even there. He's in Florida.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
That happened. James in California. Hi, James.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What do you think the chances are of Belichick retiring around the draft or getting fired?
Zero.
All this garbage and
zero.
I think he'll go 9-7 next year.
Zero. I'm watching him right now at NC State's Pro Day, and he's doing the drills. Peter, look at this. He's doing the drills for all the defensive linemen. Let's look like a guy that's close to retiring here.
Nope.
Yeah, he's literally 4 feet from him as they're going through the bags. This is Chubb. And you talk about pressure. You know, you talk about some guys, like, you remember some of the, I remember Bledsoe talking about seeing Al Davis up there, and you're sitting there. Here's Belichick, been to 8 Super Bowls, and I'm here, and I have no
How is it
record.
That Bill is that close compared to everybody else?
Yeah, he's allowed to be that close because he's Belichick.
That
he's
is impressive. Player. That's awesome.
He's literally 4 feet from Chubb. If Chubb steps back to the right too far, he's going to break Belichick's foot.
He could, like, pat him on the rear,
look,
like, get in there,
do. Look, he is. He's telling him, like, what to do, too. Hey, you get back in there. Let me see you do this one. Yeah, he's not retiring. But it's funny, going back to the Chandler Jones thing. When Chandler did that, Chandler started a playoff game 2 days after that and played every snap. What the hell did Butler do? Jesus.
You keep asking that question as if there's an answer.
Because these things keep coming up, you know? Things keep coming up. It's just weird, man. It's weird.
You know, one thing we haven't touched on today is Malcolm Butler's departure and the things he told Jeff Howe in the Boston Herald at the end of last week.
Some good stuff.
Man. I'd like to get to that. We will do it next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
All right, we'll get you caught up on some Patriots news. The Cowboys hosting a couple of Patriots free agents. Tackle Adrian Waddle visiting tonight and tomorrow. Cam Fleming also visiting. Reports out that the Pats and Giants are among NFL teams interested in former Bills wide receiver and special teams ace Marcus Easley. Meanwhile, former Patriots first-round pick Dominic Easley has re-signed with the Rams on a one-year deal. Speaking of the Rams defensive line, they are meeting with free agent defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Bruins are back on the ice tonight as they take on Columbus. Blue Jackets coming to this one, winners of 7 in a row. Bruins have made a move leading up to this game, signing Ryan Donato to a 2-year entry-level deal. Harvard product is going to play tonight. He'll be wearing number 17. Patrice Bergeron and Daniel Char, meanwhile, both out tonight and Wednesday at least. Jubb Surratt, Bob Beer is going to have the call right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub with coverage beginning at 6:30. NBA, Cavs have announced that Tyronn Lue stepping away from coaching the team for the time being for health reasons. Associate head coach Larry Drew will take over. Celtics are off tonight after falling to the Pelicans last night, 108-89. Caesar back at it tomorrow when they take on the Thunder. And college basketball reports out that former NBA All-Star Memphis native Penny Hardaway has agreed to a deal to become Memphis's new head coach. Sports Hub Headlines brought to you by WestJet Airlines, now with low-fare daily flights from Boston to Montreal, Toronto, and Halifax. Book now at WestJet.com. I'm Tim McCona, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub, your next update, 30 minutes.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm pretty sure everyone wants to know the question about Super Bowl 52. You know, like I said once before, it was just all coaching decision. And I never questioned anything Bill Belichick makes his decision on. Like I said, made a statement yesterday. I said he benched a four-year vet for a rookie, and, you know, that turned out right. And, you know, I'm just very grateful and thankful for the opportunity New England Patriots gave me. They grew me as a player and even more as a person. And, you know, I really appreciate it, the crafts, and I just really appreciate the organization.
So Malcolm Butler said when he arrived in Tennessee at his press conference, he told Jeff Howe in the Herald, as he mentioned, that he never got a reason. I feel like this was the reason. I got kind of sick. I went to the hospital. They probably thought I was kind of late on the game plan. I wasn't as locked in as I should be, and I could have been, and could have been a matchup deal. Could have been anything. He said, but Bill Belichick has been doing this for a very long time. He took a veteran out of Super Bowl 49 against the Seahawks and put in a first-year rookie, and that turned out right. So you can never question his decision. It didn't work out right against the Eagles. It didn't work out the best for me or him or the New England Patriots, but I can say he won more than he lost. So it is what it is. I always have love for New England, Bill Belichick, Mr. Kraft, all those guys. Life just goes on. He took the high road going out.
Yeah, I mean, you're starting a new team. You don't want to carry old baggage with you to it to where this guy's going to be a problem. Or there was a real issue there. There's only one thing that seems fuzzy to me, and it goes back to the beginning of that week. He says, well, you know, I was kind of, you know, I was kind of sick. Either you were deathly sick, and when I had the flu, I couldn't pick my head up. It was 4 days laid up. Did you have the flu and were you in the hospital, or weren't you? Could you get on a plane or not? Is there any back and forth that went on where they said, let's get you down here, let's treat you at the hotel, let's quarantine you? They said, nah, I just called, I don't feel good, I can't come in or something. Was there any that type of discussion to start that week off that really put all eyes on him? Saying, what's wrong with this kid? Or, you know, is his head not right? And he also goes on to talk about not being that locked in. Dude, it's Super Bowl week. I mean, you're coming off AFC Championship week before you played every snap. Now, all of a sudden, you're giving indications either you were kind of sick and you kind of weren't locked in, and the game plan got a late jump on it.
Isn't he saying that he wasn't locked in as much as he should be because he had missed time because he was sick?
But it wasn't described that way. But talked about
In this comment?
Well, he talks about catching up with the game plan, the game plan late.
Yeah, he admits he was game behind was because he had missed time and he made it out there.
Game plan was in a week prior. They installed the week prior.
Listen,
they fine-tune it.
And he's telling you that what he thinks might be the reason.
This guy's a starting corner. Yeah, he's trying to put it as to what they're thinking. You mean to tell me there was one time in that fourth quarter? As bad as he may have been not being locked in, from a sheer tackling standpoint, who's the best tackling player in your secondary other than McCourty and Chung? Him. Your corner. He's your best tackling corner. When every single guy that you put in there as a answer was not making a single tackle and was converting third and twos, picking them up, that fourth down that they went for, man, I got to think he'd make one of those tackles. So whatever he did at the beginning of that week was so just not with team standards. But you know what? He ain't playing a snap. I remember walking the field. I was down there early. He had his headphones on. Shook hands with him. Hey, good luck. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. He was into the warm-up. And it was told right before they went on the field, you're not playing a snap. And that's when he broke down. And that's when Boyer went over. That's when all the players went over to rub his head. It's scratching the scab, like he said. You take the scab off, the wound is still there. The more and more we talk about it, it's hard not to go back to this. And you weren't here Friday, and again, I went back, and believe it or not, my kid keeps watching it. So I sit there and I watch with him. I don't know which is the worst Super Bowl loss. I mean, 07, you lost undefeated. That's obviously the top one. This is 1A. It's a bad loss. It's a really, really bad loss. Because your offense played so well. You know, those other games, you got stalled on offense. It took you a while to get going. Your defense wasn't great. Your defense didn't do anything in this game. Didn't adapt from play number one in this game. And that is alarming, and that is jarring. I just, man, do you really miss Hightower that much? Hightower means that much to this defense. You know, two good corners mean that much to this defense. Nobody can make a play. You know, Chris Long made a play. Hightower made a play. You know, Branch made plays in that game. Flower, go back. I mean, everybody, it was a group effort making plays in that game last year against Atlanta. Nobody stepped up and made plays in this game. Not even McCourty. McCourty picked a day to have his worst game. Call it like you see it. That was his worst game. One of his worst games as a Patriot. I don't know. It's just, you know, when he talks and you play it, and I know you weren't here to talk about, you know, the departure and his official announcement there down in Tennessee. I think they feel they got a really good player down there in Tennessee.
They did.
I exchanged texts with the GM. He's excited to have him. Very excited to have him.
I thought he gave a good answer. Jeff, I thought he said the right thing.
He had to. Had to.
But he also wasn't afraid to put some of it on him, saying he was behind. But he said, I never got a reason.
Well,
never got
being
a reason.
Responsible.
I can tell you why I think they probably did it. Talking about being sick, being behind, football reasons.
He probably never got a true answer from Bill, but he was probably coaxed and talked to and talked off the ledge by positional defensive coordinator.
Okay, but what does it say, though, that he went to a team with a former New England front office guy and someone who worked for Bill? That they didn't think twice about bringing the guy in and signing him, and they're excited, as you just told us.
Yeah.
They're excited about getting the player.
Because us to be relevant and for us to get to where we need to go, we'll take the risk on a guy that started.
Risk? Maybe they don't think there's a risk. Maybe someone who knows
here.
Bill and knows how he operates and knows his thinking thought, oh, there goes Bill again, trying to think that he could just bench a guy and get by without playing him because he's Bill.
Work with me here.
I'll take him.
Mike Vrabel.
Not good enough for you. He's good enough for me, Bill.
Mike Vrabel is the only guy on any of our away trips that held up the damn buses as the buses are blowing horns for 45 minutes because Belichick and Brady are standing there talking an extra 45 minutes on top of when the buses are supposed to leave before a 4.5-hour flight back home. It's the only time we've ever been held up because out of respect for Mike Vrabel. Oh, Mike Vrabel was also defense coordinator against you in joint practices in the summer when he's in Houston. So you practice against Malcolm. You played against Malcolm a ton. He knows what type of player he's got. Turn on the film. Does a guy take plays off? No. Does he compete? Yes. We can work with that. He's a tackler. He's a four-year starter in this league. He's defended more snaps than any other defender in the secondary in the last 4 years. Yeah, I think it's a slight risk, regardless of what happened in 52, but we'll take our chances with it because we need him as a team. We're going to put him opposite Logan Ryan. Oh, another guy we know has a good motor, and his Aaron's going to work his ass off every day. And we'll pair those two up and see what we have because our safety's pretty freaking good, too. Our front's good. That's good defense they're building. John Robinson's been here from day one with Malcolm. He knows what he is. He knows the drill. I think it's an easy one for them. Easy one. It's glad they didn't take more of your players.
617-779-0985.
Oh, they did. They got Deion Lewis. Sorry. Forgot about that
quickly,
one.
Chris in New Hampshire on Butler. Chris, what do you got?
Yes, I was just wondering why if he was told by Belichick before the game, why he didn't just go in, change into street clothes and kind of stand on the sideline. He kind of, it sounded like he was asking coaches all and, you know, hooking up with coaches throughout the game and like he was going to go in or something like that. It was like kind of conflicting or confused, like he was confused or something like that.
I tell you what, whatever it was and however it was, you know, proposed to him or told to him, he handled it right during the sideline because I had binoculars on him the entire time, even during timeouts. He had the helmet on full time, snapped up, ready to go. He was supporting teammates. He was slapping him on the rear. He was into discussions. He was into talking on the bench. Like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? Waiting. He didn't remember when Brady didn't play down in Carolina. He's waiting to play, and Garoppolo's playing. Brady stood down the other with the arms crossed. There wasn't any of that. No. He was into it. Can't blame Malcolm for that. I enjoyed covering Malcolm. I thought he was a good player here. I like him. I thought he had a good motor. Like to see him stay here. He didn't. Didn't end well. Just a weird ending. Began for him in the Super Bowl where he made the play. Like he said, hey, I'm the guy who replaced a veteran player. They took a chance on me. And it ends of them sitting him in the Super Bowl. His career here is a Patriot. His career's not over. He's got a lot of football left. Wish him the best. Glad he got paid.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news,
every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere. And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Check them out at awaken180weightloss.com. Time for today's takeaways. Beetle, you got anything? Or you want me to go? Did a lot of talk on Tom Brady. Still doing
am I up? There we go.
Nope, you are now. Okay, good. Tom Brady doing a book tour still.
Yeah, book tour. I've got this on golf.
Went on this. Oh, you're going?
Yeah, well, one of the callers today brought this up, making fun of golf, saying that their Robin Williams had some good joke about it. When he did his Broadway stand-up show, probably 15 years ago or so. So we went and pulled it. Here it is. I want to hear it.
That's how they can invent golf. They could have a couple of Guinness, and then the next thing you know, here's my idea for a sport. I knock a ball into a gopher hole.
Oh, you mean like pool?
No, forget pool. Not with a straight stick. A little broken stick. I whack a ball into a gopher hole. Oh, you mean like croquet? No, not croquet. That's a... Sport. I put the hole hundreds of yards away.
Oh, kind of like a bowling alley.
Oh, no way. I put stuff in the way like trees and bushes. So you whack the ball and you're sitting there whacking away and you feel like you're going to have a stroke. That's what we'll call it. Because every time you hit the ball, you think you're going to die. And right near the end, they'll put a nice flat bit with a tiny flag to give you hope. And I put a pool and a sandbox to grab your ball.
You do this one time. Oh, no. 18 damn times.
You sure that wasn't our David Faraday interview from the Super Bowl?
That's Robin Williams on golf. How they came up with golf. The stiff sport that it is now.
He's doing that in an Irish accent. Here I am with Rory McIlroy. I thought he was a Brit. So much
from
I know
Northern
or
Ireland.
Care about golf and the Mazbots that have taken over the sport. The emotionless lacking of entertainment value of these golfers now. These robots. That's why I love Tiger. And I watched 2 hours of it yesterday because Tiger's back. And we need him for this sport. Rory McIlroy.
McIlroy wants to limit the... Stop drinking, everybody. You're getting too loud.
You're carrying a cocktail around.
Oh, Tiger, stop playing. There's too many fans here.
Everybody be quiet. Another guy not crying, Tom Brady, because he's making money off his book. He's still doing the tour. Went on this thing called NPR Radio. I guess that's a big thing.
This thing. You've heard of that?
It's another genre. You know, he's hit the young kids. He's hit the late-nighters, the millennials that stay up and watch Colbert.
Yeah.
And now he's doing an NPR Radio, and he actually takes a shot at a defensive coordinator that we didn't hear. So here we go.
What was your reaction? I mean, was this like a trauma in the house? Or
it was. No, the problem is I tasted it for like the next 30 minutes, too. It just was sitting right there in my throat.
I love that the thing that is making you swear is this trauma.
I know. I'll tell you, this goes back to, this is many years.
There are
May I suggest Frankenberries?
There are defensive coordinators who are plotting right now to, like, douse their team's uniforms with the scent of strawberries.
That would be smart, but most defensive coordinators are not smart.
Oh! So there you go. There's Brady talking about the strawberries, which he fears. And we had some calls as Belichick.
Wouldn't that show work a lot better if he was there in person and not on the phone?
There's nothing worse than doing a phoner from like a live event.
Like, there's like a live audience.
It's like you go to an award show.
On stage, I assume.
You go to an award show. And like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't be there, but I sent this video.
At least it's a video.
Everybody.
At least it's a video. Jim's in my ear saying, well, of course he's with his family. It's family time this offseason. Family time. Did you say something? Yes, Felger, he did. He said this is all about family. This. Where have you been? Where the hell have you been?
That's big
You're
reentry out. Monday.
If you
man.
Missed that, I went away for 5 days and I was already. That happened before I left.
Murray was good last
yes,
week.
It's all about family now.
Murray was good.
Got to go watch the end of Tom versus Time.
Can't wait to see last
very
week's
loaded,
numbers.
Very, oh, yeah. Actually, the family thing was with what? Strahan? Where was that from?
Yeah.
It was all the same day.
GMA in the morning.
Yeah, GMA.
Yep.
Yep.
And then Chopra talking on Peter King's
Yep. You heard that? You've been
podcast.
Caught up on that, Felgie?
Hey, I've been around Tom.
You got to catch up
been
on that.
Tom privately, and keeps saying he wants to play till he's 44 or 45.
He doesn't see it.
I sure don't see that.
Chopra doesn't see it, man. Told Peter King he's had a hard time believing
it's
that.
It's going to be an interesting offseason here.
It was the final episode of Tom vs. Time.
Yep. This offseason is going to be about my family, and they deserve it. There's more to think about than just me, and I think that's what you commit to when you have a family, and they commit a lot to me. You know, that obviously goes both ways.
These last 2 years have been very challenging for him in so many ways. And I think he just want, you know, he tells me, I love it so much, and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
Yep, a lot going on there. A lot of statements being made. The plant by Giselle saying, you know, he just wants to be appreciated. He just wants to have fun.
It's not like he was having fun on NPR radio. Just, you know, doing that quiz, that Brady Bunch quiz.
A lot of things happening.
Like crab ass.
Chopra not buying in on the extended career. Mm. And don't forget, now he told you at the start of Tom vs. Time he had given up his life.
Yeah.
And are you going to give up yours? That was what he said. That was how the show began.
Chopra's the one with him.
Challenging and other athletes. Are you going to give up your family time? Because I am. And then he ended the show by saying, I'm going straight family this offseason.
I'm telling you, it's a
there
bad
was a
loss.
Big change between episode one and episode six.
What did I tell you 5 minutes
that
ago?
I keep bringing up, and other people keep talking to me, like, you're an idiot.
I'm what are you talking?
He always is with his family. I thought in episode one he said
I'm
he's not
you.
With his family.
Organizational
the family
losses.
Time was for other loser players.
Yep. Told you
that
5 minutes ago.
That he wasn't some sort of loser. He didn't have time for that crap. He only had time for football. I'm giving up my life. Will you?
Yep.
And then he tells you at the end of the thing, I'm not giving up my life anymore.
It's a bad loss. When you throw for 505 and you play
just
well,
a
that's a bad loss.
Wow. It only took six 15-minute episodes for Tom to change his entire philosophy.
I'm telling you, starting to think more and more. 2007, an undefeated year, you lose to the Giants. That's number one. That loss against Philly is 1A.
I'd call this a rather large re-entry Monday for Felger and Maz.
Oh, I can't wait.
Their show's back together. They're all back together. They got a lot of things to get to. That's got to be a long agenda today, Jimmy.
Imagine that email.
Did you get all the sound? Is all the sound in? Locked and loaded?
I bet you we got Celtics missing foul shot sound we're going to play at some point.
Strap yourself in.
That's money, right?
Felger and Maz coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. Bye.